This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now to meet at the stage door, your weekly recap on all things theatre here in Taranaki. Thanks to the wonderful team at BC Media. Let's meet now at the stage door. And good evening to you and welcome to the stage door tonight, this Monday night. Of course, we come to you every Monday evening, thanks to the wonderful Charlotte and the team at Be Seen Media. Well, late last week, I caught up with the wonderful Alicia May Hitchcock, ahead of Hawara Repertory's production, Sister Act, The Divine Musical. Of course, those of you who live here in New Plymouth may have seen the Australasian premiere a few years ago. And of course, now Hawara are doing Sister Act, and it's an incredibly popular show. Let's catch up with Ellie, who's playing Dolores Van Cartier in this year's production. Well, opening at the Hawara Memorial Theatre. I love how it does that. Hawara Memorial Theatre on the 24th of June, which is not far away, just over a month away, is Sister Act, A Divine Musical. And with us in the studio we have Alicia May Hitchcock, who's playing Dolores Van Cartier.
Hello everybody, how
AKA
are you?
Sister Mary Clarence.
It's Sister Mary Clarence, yes.
Ellie, how cool. I mean, this role must be a dream for you.
It's such a cool role. I mean, for the last 10 years you always wish to come back to a show that you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so Dolores, I mean, iconic role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How are you finding it? Of course, obviously, because you live here in New Plymouth.
Yes.
First of all, the travelling must be a bit of a getting
used to. Yeah, it took a little bit of getting used to, but it's so cool having New Plymouth crew that are also on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we share the driving duties, we carpool. It is an hour's drive there and then an hour's drive back.
Yes, yeah.
But being able to share that around with everybody, you know, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, too right. There is a lot of New Plymouth people in the show too. That's the other thing which really, I think, it really shows the whole collaboration between Taranaki.
Yeah, I love it. It's a very Taranaki community feel, and it's not just restricted to South Taranaki. They were so open to having the Taranaki community audition for the show and be a part of it. It's great. Yeah.
What's been your favourite part so far?
Oh, my favourite part is actually the singing. I love a good sing, learning the songs.
Yeah.
And hearing everyone's harmonies come together. Mm. And there's a song in there that really lifts your spirits up.
Yeah.
And it gets you going, and it's getting ready for the next part of, I don't want to spoil any songs, but the next part before the act ends. So, but it's a really uplifting sisterhood, the sisterhood, really.
And I will say, we went out and we videoed one day, Brian, and we
spent a day.
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh, we could have been so much naughtier. We had to do that.
We had to tone it back.
The censored version, because we could have been so much naughtier. But wasn't that so much fun? Yeah, Tracy could have been so much naughtier. Generally, as me. Yeah. Mind you, a partner in crime here sitting beside me.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. When we're together, you and I.
Yeah, there's a bit. We have a bit of a history.
Did you get hit on in the bar?
No, unfortunately. Dang it.
I think there was about two people in the bar that morning.
Yeah, and you know what? It's the sort of bar that Dolores would go to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was something.
But the funny thing about it was when we did the first shot at the burnt place, Ellie happened to smash a shot glass, which was quite funny. And I will say the shot glasses just had water in them, but she still managed to smash a shot glass.
You know, just, you know, some remnants of my past life.
It was so
fun. It was such an accident. And as soon as I did it, my face was like a deer in the headlights. I'm so sorry.
The other thing which got me that day was, of course, walking along the street with six or seven nuns in a habit. And the people who were on the street, you could see their faces. They were like, what the hell? You know, like, it was really quite funny. And the other thing is, we were going into the White Hart, was that the people who, of course, because these speed humps, they have to slow down, and they're coming up to the roundabout there on Princes Street. And you could see these people looking, going, what the hell are these nuns doing waiting to go into this dodgy looking pub.
And that's when we really got into character. Yeah, we started like, "I'm bless you." Yeah,
we did have one injury, though. I will say,
oh my gosh,
by
poor
skipping
Mel.
All of doing all this amazing dance numbers, like they were incredible. The dance numbers, very physical. And here is literally Mel dressed in a nun's habit, skipping
who is
along
a
the
dancer.
Road, who is a dancer, skipping along the road, and she pulled her Achilles or something. Yeah. It was like,
oh, poor thing. And then she was hopping along for the rest of the day. But it just added to it.
But she quite liked getting in the trolley and zooming around. Yeah. And save. I will say that. That was one advantage that she had.
The karaoke scene looks pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, that was fun. That was really, really fun.
All I can say is wait till video number 2 that is out on Saturday.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, Saturday. So head over to the Harbour Repertory Facebook page because it's worth watching. It's really, they're very clever.
So how many times have you been the lead in sort of like these operatic musicals?
So this will be my first lead, but I've had, you know, number 3 on a call sheet, another time in operatic, and
Killer Bee was quite prominent.
Killer Bee? I wish I was Killer Bee. No, Killer Queen.
Killer Queen, that's yeah. Yeah.
She was an awesome role, and I really enjoyed doing that. My favourite thing is to really study a character and delve into it, but also putting my own twist.
Mm.
I love going back to the first people that did that role. So I did that with Dolores as well. I went back to the first person, Bettina Miller, that did that role, studied her movements, her characterisation, and really drew from that, and also other people, but mainly her. And I did that with Killer Queen as well, just drew from the original. I love doing that.
How's it been, Ellie, working with Sean and Alyssa and Greer?
Oh my gosh, it is so cool. I really love it. Also because Sean and Alyssa were also in Sister Act with me 10 years ago when we did the Australasian premiere. And it's such a cool feeling knowing that you're there with people that actually understand the show and have done the show. And it's kind of like a reunion. And so it's really cool to do it with them. And also Greer, she's great. I just love
her.
She's
a hard case,
she is so funny. And whenever we do a misstep, she just looks at us with these big eyes. And she's like, you need to do that again.
Great young choreographer. Nice to see your other young choreographers come through. And obviously Alyssa's background, obviously being a singing teacher and teaching music and singing, because she's the musical director. You've got a great cast. Philippa Drinkwater is
Oh, my goodness. I just love watching
her. Isn't Pip just a sweetheart?
Love Pip so much.
Yeah, so good. You've got Grayson Richards, of course. You want to line up with the blokes.
I love Grayson.
Isn't
I've done
cool?
a show with him before as well, and he is a dream to work with.
Yeah.
Absolute dream.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, and he's such a character. Just love him.
Absolutely. Regan Tate's in it playing.
Oh, Regan. Yeah, I love my Regan.
Richard Bayless.
And it's the first time I've done a show with Richard Bayless. Everyone had told me. Nicest guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a really nice guy. And then, of course, you've got Kevin Barnard.
Yes.
Who's playing Monsignor. And then, of course, when you look at the nuns, Emily Davidson. I mean,
she's great.
Amazing on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we call her Sister Mary Lazazzle.
That's so clear.
We've got nicknames. I'm Delirious.
Yeah.
She's Sister Mary Lazazzle.
Oh, how beautiful.
And Pip, we call her Mama Soup.
Absolutely. And I poke my head in now on the weekend, and it's just looking so good. And the other thing about this show is that tickets, there's only just over 3,000 tickets. It's not a lot of tickets, and they're over half sold now already.
Yeah.
So my advice to people is don't leave it to the last minute, because it will sell out. I'm sure it will do. We've thrown in an extra matinee now, which is
great. Yes, we have.
Yeah, on the 4th. So an extra matinee's gone, and that's for sale and filling up. But a lot of looking at the ticket sales, a lot of the show, like, it's quite full.
It's quite full. A lot of the matinees have gone really quickly.
Yeah.
So it was only appropriate to add another show.
Yeah, absolutely. And other things too, is this is a show that you can take the whole family along. A lot of people are asking, you know, can they take the kids? Could you take a 10 or 11 year old? Well, absolutely you could. There's nothing in it that's offensive.
Yeah, and I've told people, because my kids came to watch 10 years ago, and now they're coming to watch as young adults. So it's for all ages.
Yeah.
And people at work, they're like, can I take like my 5-year-old? I was like, yeah.
So good.
Yeah,
so good.
Ali,
we were just talking off air about songs that you sing. You sing a lot of songs on the show.
Singing a lot of songs. I open with a big number.
Yeah.
And throughout, it's Dolores' journey, being at the convent, and all those songs. I have to learn lyrics. And funny thing, I had to unlearn harmonies That was the hardest thing to do.
I bet, when you've done a show before. Yeah, that's the problem.
And because the nuns, so I was a nun in the Australasian premiere, you have specific harmonies that you have to sing accurate to the music. So that was really hard to unlearn.
Yeah,
it took me a little bit, but I could help some others with the alto parts because altos have the craziest harmonies. But you put them together. Yeah, oh my God. but you put them together and it sounds great. But that was the hardest thing. But learning all the songs, like, I'm still pretty fresh with some lyrics.
Ali, you know, one of the things that stands out for me about this show, because I've never done Sistery, but one of the things that stand out, everybody I know who's done it has said to me it has been their favourite musical.
Yes.
Out of all the shows that they've ever done, it's the one they've enjoyed being in the most. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. Because it was my first show back after a long time after raising kids. And I have... After we finished it, and you'll know that with our friend Anne, we said in a heartbeat we would do this again.
Yeah, Monique Matthews was the same.
Yeah, we just loved it. There's something about this show, whether it's a spiritual thing, whether it's a sisterhood thing, that it brings out the best in people, and everyone has each other's back, and that's what it's like. That's basically what the musical is like. We're learning to be around each other and having each other's back, especially when it comes to the climax of the show.
Yeah, we've got each other. I can remember when I went to see the operatic version of it and saw Sean, of course, as Joey. He was
Pablo.
That's right, he was Pablo.
Yeah.
That's right, he was too. And he was hilarious.
He was
I remember
just,
going,
it was
oh,
so special,
like,
yeah.
He was just incredible. I just remember seeing him there as that and just loving him.
Yeah, and yeah. I do wonder when Sean now, as the director, seeing the young guy Robbie play Pablo, if he kind of sees, like, himself in him a little bit and just helping him find that character. And Sean's doing a great job with these young guys. There's TK, who's playing TJ, and just working with them. These guys are high school students.
That's another amazing.
There's some high school students in there. There's a girl, Izzy, in the band, who's also a high school student, year 13. And the way the creative team are working with them is incredible. Just bringing the best out of them.
Isn't it nice to see that next generation come through and for them to pick up the skills as they're going through?
Oh, absolutely. That's and so knowing good. That I will probably see some of them in 5 years' time doing another big show.
This show
really brings out the best and everyone.
I think also too, the other thing that's impressed me is it's a show that's really brought out the best in the community, like the community.
It. They
really do. And how cool. I know a lot of people, you know, here in New Plymouth go, oh, it's an hour to drive, but you know, an hour's not far. It's not far. There's some great restaurants and bars down
I discovered some. Sponsoring us as well.
Yeah, I know. Go and have some dinner beforehand at the different places around. Yeah. I mean, Burnt Place is beautiful and the food is amazing. But yeah, absolutely. Go and have a meal. Make the most of it. Book your tickets at iTicket. It opens on the 24th of June at Harbour Memorial Theatre. As I say, tickets for at iTicket for Sister Act the Musical. Ellie, all the best. Chookers, honey. And Sister Act opens at Harbour Memorial Theatre on the 24th of June. It looks like it's going to be a great show, wonderful show to go and see. And of course, we do have a double pass up for grabs. If you'd like to head over to our RFM Facebook page, you can enter to win yourself that double pass to go and see Sister Act, the musical, down at Harbour Memorial Theatre when it opens on the 24th of June. And tickets are available at the moment from iTicket. They are selling very quickly, so make sure you make the most of the chance ahead and book yourself some tickets to go and see Ellie and the rest of the cast and crew at the Memorial Theatre this June. Well, Brian went along to see Shakespeare Through Time the other night. Of course, it was by Offstage Productions. It opened last week, ran just for a few nights. And well done to Simon, Josh and Pippa for putting together a theatre group that is semi-professional. These guys have taken on a big task because it's not easy to make money out of theatre at the moment. Never is, in all honesty. But well done. The only criticism I've heard was that the show was actually a bit long, and unfortunately I didn't get along to see it last week. But, you know, how wonderful that we've got another opportunity for people to go and see. And Josh is directing Around the World in 80 Days up at New Plymouth Rep later on. And of course, opening up very shortly at the TSB Showplace, we have got the 100 with New Plymouth Operatic, and we will be catching up with a variety of different people over the next wee while here at the stage door to hear how the show is going and what we can look forward to when it opens this June. It's going to be great to see. Of course, Vagina Monologues is what I'm directing at New Plymouth Little Theatre this August. We've got an amazing cast, incredible cast of amazing individuals who they are have taken on the challenge to be involved with the show. And I've got to say a big shout out to these people. So Donna Yates, she actually joins us on the Hardy Breakfast today as well. But Donna's playing a part. We've got Melissa Gregg, isn't it? Jackie Penn, Polly Catlin Mabry. People may know her through her work at Tui Ora. Regan Denton-Giles, Rhiannon McNish, and Sharon Reid making up the cast of the Vagina Monologues. And tickets will go on sale before too long. And again, it'll be another one. I'm sure once the word gets out about the show, it will be one that sells out pretty quickly. So make sure you go and book ahead nice and early. Great chance to get out with your friends. See something that is very, very, very thought-provoking. It is incredibly funny, but also incredibly sad, and it will be opening at New Plymouth's Little Theatre from the 5th of August for a strictly limited season, and it's definitely one that needs to be on your bucket list to go and see some live theatre. Saying it myself, I know I'm definitely biased, but it's definitely one you want to go and see. Really looking forward to that. And of course, wasn't it great to see the reviews come out for Sharon Reid's The Cottage at Kew Theatre? Amazing show, really enjoyed that, and good on the cast and crew for taking that on, because it was a beautifully written script and very funny. The cast should be applauded. It was probably some of the best theatre that I've seen here in Taranaki for a while. Now, are you going to Winterfest? What's your pick of lineup to go and see Winterfest this year? I'm certainly really looking forward to a few of the speakeasy events. I want to go and see Witi Ihimaira's speaking, and I also want to go and see a few other writers. But the standout for me to make sure I go and see is Jennifer Leland and Michael Hurst in their show. That looks like it's going to be amazing. There's some great theatre, so get ahead and support it. Of course, the Teesby Showplace would have opened by then, with the Winterfest being the first performances coming into the new theatre with the new foyer that's gone in there. Really excited to see what that's like. Might see if we can even get a bit of a sneak preview to what it's like and how construction's going on with that. Definitely really excited to see another revamp of a venue. But aren't we lucky? Laramie Project, of course, too, which UBU's Namutu Youth Theatre have got auditions for that, which is another great play coming up. And there's oodles around at the moment. If you want to get involved in theatre and you don't want to be on stage, put your hand up to work backstage. You get to work with a great bunch of people, learn lots of new skills, and have yourself an absolute ball in the bargain. Right, now I've picked up the programme for Winterfest this year, and looking ahead at what's actually around, what you can go and see, and it's really, what a lineup. As I look through the programme here, 27 Club, a must-see show to get you praying for rock gods and more, and of course it was the winner of the Adelaide Fringe Best Musical Award that was held, and it's going to be amazing to see them here at Winterfest. A live rockumentary. It features the music and stories from the likes of Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, the voice of their generation, all of the people who passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 27. It's going to be performed, of course, on Friday the 19th of June. It's going to be incredible. It's at the TSB Theatre. And Other Words is the play that I really want to go and see, which has Jennifer Ward Leland and Michael Hurst in it. It's an opportunity to see two of the greats. Great to go and see them. A very, very, very beautiful love story of Arthur and Jane, whose lifelong love is threatened by the onset of Alzheimer's. It's got beautiful music of Frank Sinatra. I don't know whether Jennifer sings in it, and I hope she does, because my lordy, lordy, that woman can sing. Now, that is on at the TSB Showplace on Thursday, the 18th of June, and tickets are just from $49 for Bear Reserve up to $69 to go and see that. That looks amazing. The Rhombus Sound System, original Te Wanga Nui Atara band, of course, from Wellington, blending South Pacific reggae beats, funk, soul, electric dub. Amazing, going to be fantastic. Now, they're performing on Saturday the 27th of June at the Mayfair. You can go and see Two Raiders Cook Bookery, which looks hilarious. Now, he's performing, I should say, at two different venues. So, the Karakamea Hall on the 25th of June, and then in New Plymouth at the Theatre Royal on the 26th. Now, it's not a cooking show, but it's a chance. He's hilarious. I got to see him do a few things and just loved it. Loved seeing him to Radar, which will be great to see. And those of you who got to see the wonderful Michael Griffiths last year for the various festivals that Taft have, well, he's coming back with Simply Brill, The Teens Who Stole Rock and Roll, and that is on Saturday the 20th of June. He's teaming up with Amelia Ryan, Michaela Berger, songwriters like Carole King, Ali Greenwich, Jeff Barry, Cynthia Well, Barry Mann, Neil Sedaka, loads of amazing performers. He's going to be great, joined by those wonderful two women. Judy's Encore, wow, this looks incredible. If you like cabaret, you like Judy Garland, well, you'll want to see this one on Thursday the 25th of June. It is Judy's Encore. It's won the 2025 Solo Critic Award in New York. Think of 1967. Thinking of her coming back from a really quite a horrific tour that she had in Australia. Armed with her voice, her wit, this is a chance to see Ellie Harper, who has written and stars in the show. Amazing. Get Happy, The Trolley Song, of course, Over the Rainbow, all those beautiful cabaret songs. And you can see Judy's Encore on Thursday the 25th of June at the Showplace in the Theatre Royal, starting from just $49 a ticket. That looks incredible. If you like slightly almost cabaret versus burlesque versus great, you know, Broadway speakeasy, Monster Songs is a high-energy, hair-raising review. Going to definitely be seeing them, everything from David Bowie, Britney Spears, Moulin Rouge, right through to the Rocky Horror Show. It's going to be incredible, and that is on Saturday the 27th of June at the Theatre Royal Showplace, again starting from just $49 a ticket. Captain Morrow and the Sands of Time. Think of The Mighty Bush meets Treasure Island. Two actors, one musician, more than 40 characters and plenty of chaos. Directed by Bonnie Duncan and starring Callum Brody, Ella Hope Higginson and Ali Sewell. This is going to be incredible. If you want to go and see fast-paced comedy theatre, that happens on Sunday the 28th of June at the Showplace in the Theatre Royal. She Moves with the Valdez Dance Centre and Academy of Dance, Tansy Productions and the Diocesan Kapahaka Group are going to get together for a selection of women in society happening on Sunday the 28th of June at the Theatre Royal, and that's going to be great to see. Now that happens, as I say, at the Theatre Royal, 28th of June, in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will be great to see that collaboration of work. Arranged Marriage, imagine this, like thinking of a 45-minute session, meal, $80 includes a meal at Arranged Marriage. And what it is, it's an evening of local poets and singer-songwriters. It's going to be incredible, a beautiful Indian meal, lovely to go and see. The Schools to Festival program happens thanks to the wonderful sponsors that are around. So Moon is a clown show. Barney Duncan and Alistair Devericks' play that is being performed as well, which is going to be great going to the schools. You can go and see a great speakeasy, A Life in One Chord with Shane Carter. That looks like it's going to be phenomenal, and that's again at the Theatre Royal on Saturday, the 20th of June. Storytelling with music, documentary, it traces his story basically through New Zealand music landscapes, from Straight Jacket Fits to Dimmer to his evolution as a solo artist. If Not Now, When? With Jan Hellriegel. Of course, we know her from being a phenomenal musician. Well, you can see her on Friday the 26th of June at Fourth Wall Theatre. If you want to go and see To Radar and Ruth Spencer's talk that they're doing, that happens again at the Fourth Wall Theatre on the 28th of June, just $30 to see that. You can go and see Elizabeth Knox's Nightmare. I can imagine that would be beautiful, a lovely, honest, deeply moving, beautiful. It'll be incredible. I love Elizabeth Knox, and that happens again at Fourth Wall on the 21st. Mortified with Pax Asadi happens on Sunday the 21st. Now, again, that's at Fourth Wall Theatre. Great. He's an amazing comedian, and that would be gorgeous. You can go and see Dick Frizzle's Hastings, A Boy's Own Adventure. He's talking on Sunday the 28th of June. And my favourite, Wethi Ihimaira, is performing on the 21st of June at Fourth Wall Theatre. He's joined by Kingsley Spargo for a musical component on this. Witty is one of my favourite New Zealand writers, and I tell you what, he's the most beautiful man to see speak. I had the pleasure of seeing him come and speak to us as a student when I was at TOI, and he was incredible. You can also go to a variety of various different free music sessions that happen in the lounge area or in the showplace itself. You can basically pop in between events. There's going to be a load of music in the lobby and in the lounge. Between anything between 5 o'clock and again at 7 in the lounge, and then also in the lobby between 7 and 8 on a couple of Fridays as well. So there's great opportunities for you to go and see. If you haven't picked yourself up a program, we've got oodles here, so pop in and grab one from us. As I say, we've got oodles here, and you can go and see Winterfest. Make sure you're all over it, because it's going to be great. That's it for me for the day. We'll be back with you next Monday evening here on the Stage Door, thanks to BC Media.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.